The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
This week's Ask the Expert slot, I'm joined by artist and interior designer Avril Murphy. Avril, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Now, we want to talk about colour.
Yes.
Because, you can paint the walls a lovely, trendy colour, only to be told in next week's Interior Design magazine that you're already out of date.
No, you're okay, because the trend lasts at the moment for about 2 years.
So it's the year after next year. It's the year after,
and most people will be painting, if it's a sitting room, maybe every 10 years, maybe every 15 years. I mean, if you look at a trend, in the 1940s, a trend lasted for about 15 years, which was a long time for you to get used to a colour and to enjoy a colour. And then it sort of whittled down to 7 years in the 70s. And now we're down to about, 2 to 5 years. But we do very closely follow fashion. So
yeah, but don't we go kind of beige because that's the safest thing to do rather than follow something that's immediately trendy?
There is always a taupe on trend. There's always a neutral on trend. There has to be, because colour doesn't suit everybody.
And taupe, when you say taupe, that's kind of that beigey colour you're talking about. Not quite the magnolia, which is a bit more yellow, but you're saying it could be a greyish thing.
Magnolia is kind of coming back, Pat.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's a warm cream, and it's been gone long enough and most of us have forgotten the name. So it's coming back again.
Well, magnolia used to be the colour that every new semi that was put on the market was painted because it was welcoming and warm.
Yeah,
but it became a cliche.
It was cheap because as soon as a company hops on that a colour is a good seller, they'll produce it in large vats, and that's why builders were using it.
Now, painting a wall, whether it's one wall or all the walls in a room, it's kind of a cheap transformation. Now, it may then scream at your settee.
I'd like to use the word inexpensive, because painting is not cheap. It never is.
Okay.
But it is the least expensive way to do a makeover on your home and to introduce colour.
One of the aspects of colour, colour is about light, and the quality of the light that hits that colour changes the nature of the colour, doesn't it?
Sometimes I think you know more than I do when I come in here.
Oh, no. It's a bit of science there. But
a bit of science. Well, it is. I wouldn't put a colour into my home without putting a sample up.
Yeah.
And I'm in the business a long time, because I need to see what it looks like with the floor. I need to see what it looks like with anything else that's in the room already. But it does change at night.
So if you buy one of those tester kits and paint a piece of board and wait for it to dry, of course, and then move it around,
it beside. Have a look at it in different lights, have a look at it with different fabrics you're planning on using, because it will change at night before putting it up. Because as I say, it is an expensive way. It's the least expensive way to do a makeover, but it's still expensive to paint. And there's nothing so disappointing as putting in a dark, rich colour that you've seen in a magazine and you're not happy with it.
Now, the paint companies bring out new colours, and some of them have quite fancy names. Do they just recycle kind of the colours and call them something?
No, they don't, because some years the greys will have a green influence.
Okay.
Some years the greys will have a sort of a more beigey influence or a warmer influence. And so they change the names, and they always keep their old paint colours as well. But every year there's a red on trend. Every year there's a purple on trend. Every year there's a new neutral on trend. I was looking over old trends for forecasting I was doing in 2007, and I could have actually come in here and read it out today, because it's the same speak, there's the peachy, earthy tones are in. The peachy, earthy tones are in again this year, but it's a different shade.
This question coming in. I'm having a house renovated and this week deciding on the kitchen. I want to be brave and go for an olive green kitchen. Can you please advise?
I can, because I've actually just done an olive green kitchen myself at home, and it's a grey green. I wouldn't go too green, because I think you'll tire in a kitchen of a strong colour. But if you go for a green, an olive green that's closer to the neutral end of the tone, then you won't tire of it as quickly, because your kitchen, you're not going to paint every 10 years. I think you'd like to get longer out of the kitchen.
You can get advice saying you can take off the doors and have them resprayed if you're really sick of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, a lot of paint companies.
Cheap either,
it's not. But a lot of companies will come in and they'll hand paint in the house, so you don't have to actually take the doors out of the kitchen and take them away. And that's an easier way to do a kitchen.
Do you believe, asks a texter, that colour impacts your mood?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I come from the warm side of the spectrum. I mean, one of the reasons I was going to talk about colour today is because I don't know if you remember the Colour Me Beautiful that was so on trend in the 90s, where people would go and find out what colour suited them to wear. Yeah. Well, there's a huge revival in that now in fashion. And so, of course, it's going to flow into interiors, because sometimes the fashion houses are also designing for the interiors end of the market. And I think there are colours that suit you. I would always look at a colour somebody's wearing when I go to visit them the first time I'm picking colours for them, because the colours I want to put into a house might not necessarily suit them. And you have to love your colours. I think you have to love the colour that's in your house.
Going back to lighting and colours, I mean, you know, a lot of the time in the winter, your room is going to be illuminated by something. And the colour temperature of the bulbs can have an impact.
Yeah, I really miss those warm bulbs, those incandescent, the ones that gave off the heat.
The tungsten ones, yeah.
I love them. What can I say? I like that yellow light. Now they are actually bringing in bulbs that have a tone, a warm tone off them, but they're more environmentally friendly, and that's important.
Avocado has to be the enduring colour scheme. That's David from Leash.
Sorry, David. Avocado where? I hope not in the bathroom, because
well,
you spent
see, I bought a house years ago, and when I bought it, I knew what I was walking into, but there were avocado char trays, blue toilets.
Fantastic.
I go for white.
Because white has been here so long, the colours are coming back. Avocado is beautiful. And like, you can see the orange I'm wearing. Avocado and this colour orange, they're amazing together. So I would always put in a colour that's going to bounce against the avocado, because avocado doesn't go with a lot of other colours. So you have to use a contrasting colour.
Yeah, this one prompted by that. Can you ever spray your bathroom set, i.e. your toilet and your washhand basin?
Like, honestly, I've never seen it work successfully.
If you've got aquamarine blue, you're stuck with it.
Yeah, well, I would think make a feature out of it. If you're stuck with it, we were pulling out a baby blue toilet and sink out of a client's house, and nobody wanted it. And I thought it was heartbreaking that it would go into a skip. Because, you know, it will, you know, there may be another 5 years.
There might be someone who's colourblind who really enjoy it. Who sets the trends? Is it magazines or social media?
Actually, it's trend setters. There's a big business in trend setters, and they would have an exhibition in Paris twice a year, and they would predict the colours for 2 or 3 years in advance, so designers can start working with those colours.
We talked earlier about mood, and you tell me there's a trend now in mood setting colours?
Absolutely, yeah, sort of mood enhancing, so that you're trying to evoke a sort of a feeling of coziness and safety because of everything that's going on in the world at the moment. People want to come home, close their doors and actually feel safe at home. And so that's why those colours would come on in trend now, those sort of greeny tones, grass green, sky blue, very, very popular colours at the moment.
Re-interior decorating. I painted a feature wall with a midnight blue matte emulsion. It's very streaky. I've repainted it with a roller several times, but it continues to look streaky.
I would just query the brand of paint that they've used, because if it's a good, you know, brand matte emulsion, it should dry like a matte emulsion, unless there's a lot of moisture in the room. But I would query what brand.
Either the surface or the quality of the paint.
I would say more likely the quality of the paint than the surface, because good quality will cover nearly anything.
For the interior designer, a question, any suggestion other than tiles for the splashback for a range cooker?
Yes, a mirror can work very well. It has to be far away from the heat. Marble or granite or stone can work very well.
Stainless steel?
Stainless steel is fantastic. I had stainless steel myself 20 years and it polishes up nicely all the time. I mean, at the moment, the biggest trend is a veined marble because they look superb.
I also came across a glass splashback.
Yeah, coloured glass. Yeah,
look,
can work really well. Again, it has to be heat resistant.
I've heard art is a good way to add colour to my home, but how do I go about finding what would be the right painting? It's a bit daunting. That's from Una. And you can pay a lot of money for paintings. Then you arrive home and it just screams at everything.
Well, that's true. Well, thanks for that, Una. I would say that most artists would let you bring a piece of art home. And I mean, art is in the eye of the beholder. I do work more as an artist now, mainly because of my interest in colour and because I've gone back to my roots as an artist. So I work more with art now, but I would never sell a painting without bringing it to the house to make sure the person's happy with it.
Another one. What floor colour and design for refurbishment over underfloor heating to continue throughout 155 square metres? The hall is in the centre. It's 36 metres squared and may be different just to set it off or complement. Please help. My head is scrambled.
I'd say it is. It's a big space to do. I would say stone works really well. Limestone, Portland stone.
And does it carry the heat through from the underfloor
it's
heating?
It's one of the best conductors of heat. But you've got to make sure that when they're laying it down that the grouting is put down correctly, because if the tiles or the stone are put too closely together, the heat will dry out the grouting and it keeps popping up. So you do need whoever's putting it in, you need professionals to put it in. And a wooden floor, but again, it has to be an engineered floor. Not all flooring is suitable. Wooden flooring is suitable.
So if you have big solid planks, they may not be best for transmitting the heat.
They have to be very dry, or the underfloor heating can dry them out.
Another one, any tips for painting a cream colour over blue? That's from AD.
Yeah, so undercoat first, because it's very hard to hide the blue. And then it's going to take about three coats of paint.
Yeah. And would you paint, for example, you know, white, pure white over the blue to give
an
you
under,
a
an
base?
Undercoat, yeah, an undercoat and primer in white.
In white.
Yeah, and that will seal anything that's underneath.
Yeah. There are so many people who are concerned about their own taste. And yeah. They're looking at social media and they're looking at magazines yeah. Yeah. and looking at websites.
It's not easy.
And what do you say to them? Do you follow your heart?
Will you follow your heart? Yes, slightly. I was saying that earlier. I don't want to be the colour police. You know, you can use any colour you like. I don't want to wreck somebody's fun. But you should have a look at the colours that are in your wardrobe. Because if you're buying a lot, now I don't actually have an orange room at home, yeah. but if you're buying a lot of one particular colour, it's a colour you like to rest with. So that's how you really find your own style. And yes, follow, you know, on Instagram, you know, save images you like, pull out magazines, yeah. images you like from magazines.
It's funny when I watch Home of the Year and you see some things are very daring and you say, oh my God, that is sensational. And then I say to myself, do I want to live with that? No, thank you.
Yeah, I think the downstairs loo is always a great place to get that colour out
have
of your system.
Fun.
Have a bit of fun and have the relaxing colours where you want to sit all day.
All right. Avril Murphy, who's an artist and interior designer. Avril, thank you very much
joining
us. That's all we've time for today. A reminder that our items are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.